Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now the moment you've all been waiting for. Season 2 of My Name is Scott starts now. You know the kind of guy who does bad things and wonders why his life sucks? Well, that was me. Every time something good happened to me, something bad was always waiting around the corner. Karma. That's when I realised I had to change. So I made a list of everything bad I've ever done, and one by one, I'm going to make up for all my mistakes. I'm just trying to be a better person. My name is Scott.
I'm so excited. Okay, so this all came about because you were having bad luck, weren't you?
Yep.
You thought it was karma.
Yeah.
You've done bad things.
I have.
And you want to put them right.
Yes.
Okay, so far you've paid the price for playing... You remember when you played the wrong request for a listener on the radio?
Wrong request?
Wrong request, sorry.
What? Wrong request?
He wanted to play a love song.
Oh, yeah, so that he could...
woo somebody. Yeah, but instead of a love song, you ended up dedicating this to her.
Oh, yeah. Didn't really help him, did it?
No, not at all. So that was the first one.
Yeah.
Then you got a listener to destroy her boyfriend's boxes of stuff before that belonged to his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. And then they split up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made Joe Wiley the target of eco-warriors.
I did, yeah.
And making the other Radio 1 DJs believe that Joe Wiley fancies them.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember. I forgot about that.
Hello.
Hi, it's Joe Wiley here.
Joe, what's up, baby?
I can't wait to make love to you.
Yeah, we had such a nice time last time, baby.
Oh, it!
Joe, you are so naughty.
Oh, yeah. We just got some clips of Joe and Nicole Westwood and other people.
Yeah, so that was that one.
Yeah.
And yesterday, you paid the price for another bad thing you've done, didn't you?
Yep.
And this is what happened.
My name is Scott.
Right, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you recognise this voice?
Hi, Scott.
Yes. Yes, I do. It's Joe Wiley.
Say hello.
Hi, Joe.
Don't answer back. This is a recorded message, Dumbo.
Yeah, all right. You told me to say hello. You knew she was going to say that.
Keep talking to her.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Time for you to pay for what you've done again. Now, can you think what it might be on your list of horrible things that you've done to me this time?
Oh, gosh, doesn't leave it, does she?
What else could it be?
I don't think I've done anything to her recently.
Dig deep.
I'll give you a clue. Remember when Mika came round to my house to do a show? Big moment, all the family there. And you planted loads of things in my house to embarrass me.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not bad enough to have photographs of you planted literally in every single room we went to, can you remember what you put under the bed?
I remember now.
What was it?
Yes, a whip. I forgot about that. Oh, yeah.
And you remember that my son was there as well, Jude, 8 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the moment that he discovered the whip under the bed?
Yeah, sorry about that, Joe.
Oh, people have been planting stuff here. Oh, you're so funny. You're so funny. There's a
what? What is it? Tell me what it is.
Is that a whip?
Yeah, Jude, Mummy knows nothing about that whip. I have no idea how it got here. Fun. Okay. right. So
what do you think? It's a little bit strange.
Mum, what have you been doing?
You don't need to know.
Oh, yeah, I had forgotten about that.
Can you imagine that might have been a teeny weeny little bit difficult for me?
Yeah. I could hear it in your voice, Joe. Why am I talking to her? She's not even here. This is weird. Press one.
Yeah, right. Well, you wronged me, Scott, and now you're going to pay for it, all in the name of karma.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
She sounds quite scary when she's angry.
Yeah, she is scary.
Outside Radio 1 is a car.
There's lots of cars outside Radio 1.
Stop being clever.
Get in the car.
Ooh, well, quite like that.
Yeah. Get in the car.
Come on.
Get in the car. Get in the car.
Where should I go, Joe?
Get in the car.
Oh, okay, if you say so. I quite like that.
You're so wrong.
Let me just find some appropriate music. Come on.
Oh, no.
Hi, Scott. Get in the car.
Oh, yes.
Get in the car.
You can imagine her with a whip now.
Why did you
Hi,
go
Scott.
French, then?
Get in the car. Get in the car.
Anyway, maybe that's just me. So, okay, I have to get in a car, right?
It'll take you to a secret location where I will get my own back on you.
Oh, good morning.
I like it.
I want you to pay.
You've gone French again.
I want you to pay.
Yep. I don't think this is working or having the desired effect. You're meant to be scared, not turned
on. I want
on.
You to pay.
Okay, good.
This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Okay, Joe, you're weird. So I have to get in a car now.
Yeah, there's one outside.
Right, and you can find out on Radio 1 next what happened when I got in that car.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, one that doesn't speak went out last night. Mm-hmm. And that's the end of the story. Here's 30 Seconds to Mars. No, he went out, but left his phone at home. Now, you know one of the jobs of the one that doesn't speak, one of the many jobs, is checking the Flirt Divert phone every now and again.
Doesn't he work hard?
He does work very hard, and I don't sometimes feel that I give him enough credit for that on air. So thanks, one that doesn't speak. Thanks. He's very happy with that now. Mm-hmm. That's all right, isn't it?
Two thumbs up.
Excellent. Yeah, he left his phone at home, and he does, to clear down all the messages on Flirt Divert, check it quite often. And he does that by taking his SIM card out of his phone, his normal phone, and putting the Flirt Divert SIM card in. But before he went out last night, he'd been trying to clear down some of the messages, which meant the Flirt Divert SIM card was in his phone, and he hadn't put his own SIM card back in it. So he goes out, and I feel very sorry for the poor wife who doesn't speak, because all night, you know how often that phone rings when you switch it on? It's like every 30 seconds it rings.
Yeah, all the time.
And she was getting some very strange calls. I think still thinking that it was the one that doesn't speak's phone, because she didn't know that the... Oh, there goes his phone now, look.
What kind of phone is that?
It's off the 80s. It's got one of those retro ringtones. Imagine, right, you're the wife that doesn't speak, right? You're sat there trying to watch TV, yeah. Watching a bit of Corrie or whatever, EastEnders. Maybe Echo Beach. Probably not.
Are you going to pick up?
Yeah. Hello? Oh, God. Bye. Every 30 seconds. Right. Okay, it's ringing again, yeah. Hello?
Just want to see if you want to get jiggy with Mr. Biggie again.
I'm all right, thanks. Bye. Oh, it's going again. Oh, God. Yes, hello?
All I can think about is licking your face.
All right, thanks very much. Yeah, bye. Okay. Surely that's enough calls now. Oh, no surprise, there it goes again. Yeah, okay. Hello?
It's Mr. Frisky here.
You poor wife that doesn't speak. Every time. Isn't it? Hello?
Give me a text. I mean, I don't mind meeting for casual sex or whatever. Not that I'm a slap or anything, but...
All right, thanks for your call.
Oh, God.
Well, let's imagine this one. Hello?
I want to have another go on you. You are great.
Well, thanks very much. Poor wife that doesn't speak.
Did she speak to shout at you when you got in?
Is that a yes or a no?
Yeah.
Oh, she did. Well, yeah. I'm sorry about that. Well, I don't know why I'm apologising. It's not my fault. You left the SIM card in. I'm just thinking, though, right, because of what happened, yeah. Wouldn't it be brilliant, because you know the weird calls you get on Flirt Divert, wouldn't it be brilliant if we could answer the Flirt Divert phone on air? There must be some... I'm no technical genius, but there must be some kind of way that we could do that.
Yeah.
So what, we just switch the Flirt Divert phone on.
Yeah.
And people will think, oh, they'll leave a message or whatever, and we can just answer it on air. Because we get some really good stuff. Because I've done that before. Remember, we sat in the office before, and we just switched it on, just for fun, now and again, to see what kind of calls you get, and it is amazing.
And you can pretend to be anybody.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm going to try and work out... I'm going to get some technical genius on it and work out how you do that.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello, if you're on Facebook at the moment, as somebody's mum calls it. Ha! Mark Ronson and Just and Dance Dance from Fall Out Boy. It's Scott. Hello, Radio 1.
Hiya, Scott.
Hi, who's that, please?
It's Rachel from Brighton.
Hello, Rachel from Brighton. What are you doing right now?
Well, I've just finished eating a timeout that I taked on, and I'm actually on Facebook as well.
You're on Bookface. Cool. Okay, cool.
On Facebook,
yeah. Okay, how can I help?
Well, basically, when I was eating my time out before, I nearly choked on it because I was watching your video and it made me laugh so much.
Did you like it?
I loved it. It was
really
amazing.
Hurt. It really hurt, Rachel. Sympathy, please.
My favourite bit was when Joe Wiley got you in the Ghoulies, I've got to say.
Excellent. I'm glad that we're bringing the word Ghoulies back as well. I love that.
I know. I think it should be done.
Yeah. Say again.
Ghoulies.
It's good, isn't it? Doesn't it feel good?
It's really good.
Yeah.
There's something really wrong about asking people to say Ghoulies.
It's good. Rachel likes it. Okay, Rachel, I'm glad you enjoyed the video. It's up online now. It's me.
It's amazing.
It's me being paintballed by Joe Wiley. Can you see the look of fear on me?
It's the look of fear, and then it's just how Joe actually can't, like, stand up straight after she's done it because she's laughing so much.
Oh, bless her.
There's pure sympathy there.
bbc.co.uk/radio1. Check out the paintball video now. It's the season premiere of My Name is Scott. It's such a cool location, though, isn't it? It's really good.
It looks pretty fashionable. Did you feel like you were in skin?
A little bit, yeah. It was really good. Oh, it's good to speak to you, Rachel.
You too. Thanks a lot, Scott. Love you.
I love you. We were just talking about MSN stuff. Somebody got dumped on MSN earlier.
That's so harsh. Yeah. The day before Valentine's Day as well.
It's happening a lot. Look, right, we spoke to a guy called Luke in the first hour. He's just been dumped the day before Valentine's Day. Rachel, would you not hang around for the gift or the card?
I was going to say, like you said, at least just, you know, you could get a ring or something nice. Yeah. Just milk it.
Not one of those rubbish teddy bears, though.
Definitely not.
Oh, God. Have you got a boyfriend at the moment?
I haven't, I'm afraid. No. I'm holding out.
At least you won't get a rubbish teddy, though, will you?
No, exactly. At least I've saved that embarrassment.
Don't you think, though, it's really lazy dumping someone on MSN?
That's so harsh. MSN, at least do it face-to-face.
Well, no.
At least it's not Facebook, though, because other people can see that.
Yeah, that's true.
Embarrassing.
Oh, change your status.
Oh, if you leave a message on the wall, sorry, you are dumped by.
Exactly, yeah. All your friends could see.
And then it'll go through the news thread.
Yeah.
Yeah, single. And the heart breaks off as well.
Oh. And it's also, like, they haven't even paid for a phone call or a text, let alone face-to-face. It's free.
That's so cheap.
It's horrible. All right, good to speak to you, Rach.
Thanks a lot.
Love
Bye.
You.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
My name is Scott. So I'm making up for all the bad things that I've done. This happened yesterday when I got in Joe Wiley's car.
Okay, so this is the deal. We're in an old warehouse in North London. It's called the Electro Works. It's very much like the kind of place that you'd see a Skins party, if you've ever watched the Skins show. There's a lot of carnage goes on here, obviously, and today's going to be no different to that. What's going to happen, Scott? I'm going to ask you, I've got 10 questions for you to choose from. You get one right, nothing happens. You're absolutely fine. Get one wrong, and I shoot you with a paintball gun. Huh. I've been rehearsing. The subjects of your questions today, they're really easy.
Right.
It's a Scott Mills show. So okay. If you don't know your own show, then what kind of a broadcaster are you?
Yeah, true.
I have to say, I've never seen Joe Wiley quite so scary as I did yesterday. Because normally when you go paintballing, it's like a group of people, isn't it? It's a bit of a laugh. It's not one person just aiming straight at you with a paintball gun. And the location was quite scary as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were like, it is a paintballing centre, isn't it?
Yeah, but it looked like one of those places, like, you know, off of gangster films, like really deserted. It looks like the kind of place you get taken before you get whacked. Do you know what I mean?
I wondered what you were going to say.
A bit like The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Don't ask quiz questions on The Sopranos, though, do they? Maybe they should. Maybe that it's finished.
It's a whole new way.
Maybe The Sopranos would have been better if Tony Soprano had asked some general knowledge questions. It would have made it a little bit more popular. Anyway, back to My Name is Scott. Are you ready for it? There I am in an attractive jumpsuit, wearing a mask to protect my teeth, answering quiz questions, and she's aiming right at me.
Your first question, then. Once on your show, you accidentally groped a Page Three girl's boobs, but what was her name?
Her name was Hayley.
Hayley.
Yeah.
How are you spelling Hayley?
H-A-Y-L-E-Y.
That's Peter. Spelled P-E-T-A. So you got it wrong. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
There's no way you can't... It's really difficult to differentiate whether I'm aiming high or low. And if you jump around like that, then I'm going to get you in the neck.
Go lower.
Ready?
Ah!
Are you all right? I didn't mean to hurt you. Are you okay?
I'm an arm. Oh, that really hurt.
No, he said if I get you in certain places, there might be small bruises, but otherwise...
Small? Ah! Oh.
I can't tell you how much that really, really hurt my arm.
Do you know what? You actually sound terrified.
No, listen.
Yeah. Go lower.
Ready? Ah! Oh, God.
Yeah, you got the funny heavy
it's
breathing
horrible.
And everything.
I hate it. Anyway, back to the quiz with the difference.
In one of your pointless surveys, what percentage of people thought that Britney Spears smelled like fish? So this is an easy one, I think you'll agree.
No, it's not. I don't know. 58%.
He's moving out of the way. I can't shoot a moving target. The right answer was 64%.
Ah! I'm again!
Ah! Right, Laura, you were there and you're actually holding your arm now in sympathy.
I'm getting sympathy pain for
you. Twice in the same arm! I don't actually know much about my own show, do I? You notice?
No, you really... You were crap.
I was.
Absolutely.
I can't remember.
You should be really ashamed.
It's like asking you to recall every single conversation you've had every day. You can't remember everything that you do.
Yeah, but she asked these questions so that you'd have a chance. It's your own fault.
I'm not very good at it. It just goes in and out, you know?
Right. What are we talking about?
Okay, on with the quiz.
The next one. What's the name of the child who likes turtles? You remember him?
Eric.
How can you not know your show so badly?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, his name is Jonathan the Zombie.
Oh,
I can still feel the pain.
It's that sound.
That one got me right in the ghoulies.
Oh, yeah.
Am I allowed to say ghoulies?
Yeah.
Can we bring that word back? It's quite 70s, isn't it? I quite like it. Listen, again, that's right there it was. Oh.
Oh. Hello?
Yes, I'm fine.
Right?
I'm so sorry.
Right? This is too high, that's too low. Okay?
Text coming in. Darren, Scott, you're a big girl. It actually does hurt. Lee from Coventry. Paintball doesn't hurt that much. It does when she's that close and aiming at you, actually. Thank you.
When she got you in the ghoulies, you properly went over, didn't you? You doubled up on the floor.
You can see it. There's going to be a video online. You can see all this. We filmed it.
Do they still hurt you, ghoulies?
My arm hurts more than my ghoulies, to be honest.
Your next question. You're off sick for a day last May. What was the real reason?
What was the real reason?
It was May 2007. Think back to what was going on then.
I've never been so scared of you as now.
Right, you were off sick. What was it?
I had flu.
How can you have forgotten that was the day that Liberty X split up?
So rubbish!
I sounded like I was quite enjoying it.
Yeah, and you also sound a bit like a pirate.
Actually, hang on a second.
Do you not think?
Yeah. This might work.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? A servant in yellow and porous is he? Nautical nonsense be something you wish? Drop on the deck and flop like a fish!
It's 4:05 on Radio 1. Yeah, thanks. I don't know why I did that. It's weird. I was just relieved not to be hitting the ghoulies again, I think. If you want to see the video of me getting hurt, it's online now. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Have a look. Joe Wiley with a paintball gun. Me getting hurt. Online now. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. For My Name is Scott.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, it's 6:20. It's Scott on Radio 1. Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Annabella here.
Hello, you right?
Yeah, I'm good. I was listening to your getting jumped on the MSN story.
Oh, no, that is harsh.
Yeah, it pretty much happened to me, like, last year.
Really?
Yeah, but, like, I was in an internet cafe, so, like, he knew I wasn't, like, somewhere private, so he was like, phone me when you're somewhere private, we need to talk. And, like, I just burst into tears, and, like, he signed out really fast, and so, like, I couldn't even, like, MSN argue with him.
Yeah, MSN arguing is quite fun, isn't it?
Yeah, can do, like, all the faces and stuff.
Yeah, it's good. All the emoticons are on.
Yep. But to this day, it's still very embarrassing and sad.
Oh, it is sad. But here's something to cheer you up a little bit. It wasn't worth it anyway, Bella. Don't need him in your life. Oh, she's gone. Oops. Maybe I'll ring her back.
Scott Mills. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Oh, thank God. All the technical geniuses that listen to this show have been on, which is amazing. Thank you. I'm so glad that you're technical, because I'm really not. It's really easy to answer the Flirt Divert line on air, and a lot of people are very keen that we do that. A lot of people are also saying that we should swap the Flirt Divert sim and put it in Joe Wiley's phone, which I like a lot. That is a good idea. I hope she's not listening. That's something I could probably get her back with, because it does ring all the time. So, yeah, all right. Everyone's going, it's not rocket science. Just set the Flirt Divert phone to divert the studio phone. Turn it off. Hey, presto. Yeah, okay. I don't know things like that. But imagine, right, in future shows, Laura, the phone's ringing again. Oh, it's Flirt Divert.
Hello.
You all right, chicken bum? It's Mr. Tickles here.
It would be brilliant.
Chicken bum.
It would be great. Just the kind of people you get, you could actually speak to them in real life.
Hello.
Yeah. Dirty cow.
All right, good again.
Hello.
Good evening. I'm gagging here.
We have to do this. We have to do this in future shows.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Freemasons, Uninvited on Radio 1. Are you there, Abella?
Yeah, I sure am.
Oh, thank God for that. I thought something awful had happened then. I was a bit worried because I started playing All By Myself, and I thought you'd maybe gone to put the oven on or something. But
well, the oven's on, yeah, but I've got a cake in it, so...
Oh,
thank God for that.
Don't be saying the oven's on, and then, oh, by the way, I've got a cake in it. Oh, scare me. A lot of people are saying you're hot, a lot of our listeners. Have you got a boyfriend at the moment?
I do, yeah.
Oh, you're going out with someone, are you?
Yeah.
After the bad MSN experience.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't have the internet this year, so... Just going to stay off it, I think, yeah.
What, so the boyfriend can't dump you by MSN? That's
yeah,
why you
definitely.
Haven't got the internet?
Okay. What'd you do, just like chuck your laptop in the bin?
He could probably do it over Bebo, though. You know how you, like, you ask somebody to, like, be your partner or something like that on Bebo, and then, like, you can actually get dumped on Bebo.
Oh, God.
And then it comes up, this person has been dumped.
Yeah, I think after your experience, you're best off without the internet.
You just need to resign from Bebo as well. Just don't give him any way that he can dump you.
Who's going to say? Who's saying that?
From boyfriends.
Who's saying that he's going to dump her? This is the day before Valentine's
Day. I'm
saying
just don't give him a chance to.
Right.
It'll probably be him that's getting dumped if he doesn't get me anything tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, you go, girl.
You don't want one of those teddy bears, though.
No, definitely not. No,
right,
no.
See, you're a girl, Arabella. Aren't you?
Yes.
Right.
I am.
Girls don't. Girls don't want those. Girls don't want those teddy bears, do they?
No, a nice CD or something like somebody made you a personal CD would be quite nice.
Exactly, right, I hope he's listening. I was going to say, though, a really good thing, if you don't have a boyfriend or girlfriend at the moment, right, this is something that I've heard from one of my friends, what you should do on Valentine's Day is you phone up a florist, right, and what you do is you just order yourself loads of flowers and chocolates and those helium balloons and stuff. And especially if you work in an office, it makes you look way popular.
Which friend did you hear that off of?
Just something I've heard. And because every 10 minutes, like, more flowers arrive. And it's, how embarrassing. More flowers for me.
You've done it before.
I've never done that, but I've heard that it does work, so. But that doesn't concern you, Arabella, because you're happily attached at the moment.
Yes.
All right.
For the time being.
Okay. God. You don't have a good history of making up and breaking up relationships, do we? Right.
Split some more up now.
Brilliant. Love you, Arabella.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.